When it comes to growing your small business, you know who your perfect customers are. You know where they live, what they drive, and how you could be serving them at a very high level. The big problem, however, is that they don't know a single thing about you or your business. So what do? When I got started, I took to the streets and tried everything. Flyers, door hangers, postcards, direct mail, yard signs, newspaper ads, and a lot more than that. When I was low on money, I'd simply go out knocking doors all weekend, all day, from dark to dark. Some days I got lucky, some days I got nothing. It was a vicious cycle, and it led to a lot of fights with my wife at the end of the day, and a lot of pain in my life. The fact is this, though, if your business is not growing, it is dying. And growing a small business is hard. You either have too much work or no work. Keeping employees around is almost impossible when you can't produce new customers in a stable way. And no matter what kind of small local service business you have, the name of the game is this: finding and keeping new customers in a way that doesn't break the bank or break you. Working hard and having sheer grit and hustle will definitely deliver you some results, but there is a great cost to that: your time. I would spend entire weekends selling my service, knocking doors, flyering, just to maybe get one or two jobs. And then the next weekend, it was more of the same. It took a toll on my relationships, my body, my attitude, and most importantly, my time, because I had none. I was working harder than I ever had in my whole life, and I still had very little money. My car even got repossessed by the bank, and my wife couldn't even buy groceries. But what if you could get off the street when you're selling like I was? What if you could get up into the clouds looking down? What if you didn't have to be a slave to your business? What if you didn't need to knock more doors and pass out more flyers to reach the perfect customer every single time? What if you could actually spend much more time with your family? Maybe play some baseball in the front yard or take your boy fishing. Isn't that the reason that you started your business in the first place? It was for me. And what I'm about to show you will literally change everything in your business, and you've never seen anything like it before. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Radius Bomb Revolution. You can hyper-target the perfect future customers in seconds using our advanced mapping feature, or you can completely automate your customer follow-up, appointment reminders, and lead generation efforts while doing what actually matters the most. This is Radius Bomb, and it changes everything. Hey guys, listen, I don't know if you're busy this Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern time, but even if you are busy, do whatever you can to squeeze in a webinar where we're going to unveil and explain in detail what Radius Bomb is. It's a new, huge feature from SendJim, and it's unlike anything you've seen. It does a lot of stuff. We're going to explain everything. We're going to make a special offer to get in very early in the process before Radius Bomb is released, and you need to be there. So sign up, go to sendjim.io/revolution. That's sendjim.io/revolution and sign up for free. See you Thursday. Hey everybody, Josh here. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. How are you? It is almost springtime, and I don't know where you are in the country, but it's getting pretty nice up here in the Midwest. Like, it's been warm, and I keep waiting for the last blizzard to come through, but it hasn't happened yet. So I bet a lot of you are getting busy. Things are starting to move and shake. You're probably getting ready to do some hiring, or you're doing interviews right now, which is a huge part of the spring season for so many of us. Stressful and exciting all at the same time. Hopefully you have some systems in place and some processes to find the A players. Hey, I have a little brief announcement. So on the automategrowsell.com side of my business, we have some new courses coming out this spring. And these are courses not taught by me. They're by some other people, which I think is really cool. They'll be inexpensive and they'll be high, high value. So what happened was I had interviewed Brian Hegarty on my podcast a while back, and he has a ridiculous hiring process. It's amazing. He has all these steps. It's totally systemized, and he's been hiring people for over 30 years, and he says he's hired over 1,000 people in his life, and he says most of them have been bad hires, and only in the last few years has he really buckled down and said, you know what, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to figure it out, and so he has, and he's put together an incredible course, which we are going to be finishing editing on, and I've been going through it. It's unbelievable. So you can actually are going to have shortly the opportunity to get his entire onboarding, recruiting, retaining, hiring, interviewing, like every single part of the process to bring in an A player. He's going to teach you how to do it, which is really cool. I'm really excited about that. So that'll be coming out shortly. And then a lot of people have been asking me about Send Jim because the Radius Bomb thing. So basically, if you don't know, Radius Bomb gives you the ability to... Oh, my cell phone's ringing during my podcast. That is not professional. Bad Josh. Bad Josh. So it gives you the ability to take your finger on your phone and draw an area on a map, and you can target that exact house. Like, you could target one house or, like, a cul-de-sac or just the homes on a certain lake or just the homes that have lots of trees around them if you're going to do gutter cleaning. I mean, it's endless. It's crazy. So you use our mapping feature, which is just insane. It's just a huge, huge expensive project. We're finishing it. We're a few weeks away. But I'm excited to announce that this Thursday coming up, we're going to have a webinar. I think there's going to be a lot of people on this webinar because when I had originally just kind of put the pokers out there, like, hey, guys, look what this can do. Like, look at this map. Like, you can target the neighbors of your customers, like, while you're in your underwear on your computer, like, at home. Like, you don't have to go knock doors and push flyers out. You can send postcards or letters or whatever, or a whole series of them in seconds using this. And people are getting irritated because they're like, Josh, when is it going to be ready? Josh, hurry up. What are you doing, Josh? It's going to be ready very soon, but this Thursday, you do not want, if you have any interest in that at all, you got to come on the webinar. Okay? And to sign up for the webinar, you go to sendjim.io/revolution. We're calling it the Radius Bomb Revolution, and it literally is that. This is a ridiculous thing. We're going to do a walkthrough. I'll explain everything, how it works, kind of give you a time frame and when it's coming out, and then let you sign up for Send Jim for really, 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 really cheap if you're on the webinar. So hopefully we'll see a lot of you on there. Today, what I want to talk about is the idea of multi-touch marketing in general, right? So we could talk about employees, and I'll do another podcast about that because that is the time of year that we're in. But I want to talk about multi-touch because marketing is really important. And when you start the spring season, there's a couple things you want to do. Number one, you want to create some space for yourself right off the bat. And you want to create what I refer to as runway. A runway is a term used in like venture capital. It has to do with how many months do you have until you run out of money? That's really kind of the proper use of the word runway. But I use it for service businesses, meaning this. Let's say that, you know, spring's about to break. You're hiring these new people, but you don't really have a lot of jobs booked yet, and you're nervous, or maybe you're not hiring as many people as you should. You're holding back because you don't have the jobs booked, but you need the people to do the jobs, and you need the people so you have more time to get the jobs. It's like this weird chicken and the egg scenario. What came first, chicken or the egg? Do you hire the people so that you have time to go sell more stuff, or do you sell more stuff and then do all the work yourself and sell more stuff and then bring in the people? Well, it's like a weird dance, and I don't have an exact answer for you on that, but I do know that the safest way to make a bunch of hires and transition into a spring is to lean towards the possibility of overhiring if you're in growth mode. So if you want to grow, if you want to do it, then let's freaking do it. You want to blow your business up and double or triple it this year? Let's hire enough people to do that. But step one is creating runway in the spring. So if you have some existing clientele, if you have some existing book of business, the way you create one runway is by creating 2 to 3 weeks worth of absolutely jam-packed, solidly booked early spring schedule. And you do that by saturating your past customers. Everybody that you know, every network you have, every contact you have, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to call people multiple times. We're going to pre-book them. We're going to have a great offer. We're going to have enthusiasm in our voice. We're going to call them and call them and call them until they tell us to take a hike, or we're going to book them. We're going to send a letter or a note or a postcard to all of our past customers saying, hey, it's time to schedule your thing. when you're making the calls, you're not going to say, excuse me, would you please give me some money and hire me for my services? No, you're not going to say that. You're going to be very assumptive. You're going to say, hey, Mrs. Jones, Josh here with ABC Service Company. Had a note to give you a call. You're due for another servicing, and we have appointments next week. What works best, mornings or afternoons? Boom, that's what you're gonna do. And we're gonna do this and we're gonna hit it hard. You're gonna use your grandma and your aunt and your second cousin who thinks you're cool and your wife and her coworkers and everybody that knows you at your church, everybody at the chamber, everybody at your B&I group. We're gonna hit it with like a 10-pronged approach of just crazy momentum creating insanity. And the goal is to create this runway, to give yourself 2 to 3 weeks of just jam-packed work on the schedule. And the reason you do this is so your new hires have stuff to do and that there's activity and action and busyness inside of your business going into the spring. Okay, now once you kind of start to plow through that work, the idea here, that runway, the reason you made it is to give yourself enough work for the employees, but also give yourself some breathing room so you can go sell even more. Because to grow, you have to sell. And to sell, you have to invest your time. And if you have no time and your company's huge, then you're going to invest your money. And so let's talk about selling in general. So this idea of multi-touch, whenever you're doing marketing, I don't feel like this is reality for hundreds of people that I talk to, is they do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You hear me talk about buffet style marketing. They'll get some door hangers, for example, and they'll do like 500. They'll do like 500 door hangers, and then they get discouraged if they don't get any jobs. Well, you don't need to do 500, you need to do like 50,000. So mistake number one is we don't do enough. We don't take enough massive action on the thing that we're choosing, okay? We don't give it a fair chance. You don't even have a big enough sample size to know if it actually worked or didn't work. I told this story before, but with Send Jim, you know, you can send postcards. When we first rolled out Street Bidder and Send Jim back in the day, we had a guy send 50 cards, and he called us and said, I want to cancel. I didn't get one job off my 50 cards, and I thought it was like a prank call. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you joking? Like, how badly does that guy not get it? Like, 50 cards is nothing. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. And on the same token, we had another user, this is a true story, send out 50 cards, signed up within like 2 days, sent out 50 cards, and booked $7,000 worth of work. And that's awesome for that guy, but it's also not real life. It's not reality. It doesn't work that way. Like, that's not normal. Both of those scenarios were an anomaly. So when you want to market, you want to have multi-touch and you want to have massive action. So I do not believe you need to do like 17 things to market your business, but I do believe you need to do a few different things. For example, let's say that there's a premier subdivision or neighborhood in your hometown, and there probably is for all of us, almost everybody there is. You're already thinking of something right now, and you really want to move in and dominate and become a nightmare to compete with in your town and in that neighborhood and just saturate it, right? So what we have to do is we have to be strategic. And strategic doesn't mean you go there and you pass out some flyers or you do a direct mail thing to there or you pick an EDDM route with that on there one time. No, you got to be multi-touch. And multi-touch means two things. It means you hit them more than one time with whatever method you're choosing. So if it's door hangers, you don't do once, you do it like four times, okay? And multi-touch also means you hit them in more than one, through more than one channel. And a channel is one of the ways that you market your business. Like Send Jim is a channel. Yard signs is a channel. Even technically wrapping your truck and having really good uniforms like is kind of a channel, right? Because you get walk-ups. These are all different pathways that lead to you harvesting a customer. You got postcards and various forms of direct mail, door hangers, door knocking. Those are all channels. Networking at the Chamber of B&I events. Those are channels. But when you want to target and be strategic to dominate a particular geographical area, We need to have more strategy than just let's go pass out some flyers, right? So what we would do is lay out a marketing calendar. And on the calendar, we would have multiple channels with multiple touches in each channel. So a really simple example of that could be you're going to go in April and you're going to hit, you know, the 1,000 homes in this neighborhood once a week for 4 weeks with a particular flyer. Okay. And on the flyer, you're going to personalize it the most that you can, like put a real handwritten price on it or put an expiration date on it. Create some urgency. Don't design some piece of crap, half a sheet of paper flyer like all the other fly-by-night businesses that come and go and come and go. If you do that, you're just creating white noise. Okay. So that's just a caveat, just a side tangent there. Make sure it's freaking awesome. It's high level. It's bad to the bone. And it's way better than anybody else's thing. But you're going to hit them four times. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. That would be step one or part one of your strategy, right? But you're not done because you got the multi-touch done, but now we need multi-channels. So now maybe we do a Facebook ad and we geo-target the ad to cover that neighborhood and we time it so that it's happening during that same month of April. Okay, that would be adding a second channel. Now maybe we add a third channel where we get yard signs and we pull a list of every customer we have in that neighborhood and we call them and we say, hey, would it be okay if we left a yard sign in your yard for the month of April? And so then you go pass those out and stick them in the yard. And then you also put more on the entryways and exits to the neighborhood, and telephone poles at the intersections, whatever. You just want to make sure you're saturating the area. So now what you've done is you have multi-touch rocking with your flyer, your high quality flyer, four touches, 1,000 a week for 4 weeks. Then you got your secondary channel of your Facebook ad going. Then you have a third channel of your yard signs going, right? And then the fourth channel could be you trying to pre-book every customer you have that's in that neighborhood in the month of April. And you want to spread them out so that your trucks are always going in and out of there, in and out of there, in and out of there. It might be more efficient to do four jobs on the same day because you're there, but this is part of a tactical marketing strategy. So what you're going to do instead is you're going to spread them out. And so think of it from the perspective of a busy mom with kids and her husband works hard and she's working and she's a soccer mom and she's your customer and she drives her nice, Yukon XL soccer mom, there's cleats in the back of her car. She's your customer, right? But she's busy. She's stressed out. She's living her life. And all of these marketing things are white noise to her, right? But not yours, okay? Because she doesn't even notice your first flyer, just throws it away. The second one, she kind of hesitates and looks at it, kind of glances at it, throws it away. But then she sees a Facebook ad that has the same message on it. And she's like, what the heck? It's subconscious. She's still not even really connecting the dots. And then she sees your truck parked at her neighbor's house. And then she sees the yard sign when she's driving out to go pick her kids up from school. And then she sees your third and fourth flyer come in with a strong call to action and a real price on it, right? And she sees your trucks in and out, in and out, in and out, and all of her neighbors are doing it. And your messaging is like, hey, don't be left out. Don't be the only one with a dirty house or whatever. So I didn't even take notes on this. I'm just spitballing. But I want you to understand that marketing works best when it's multi-touch and it's multi-channel and there's enough volume of it. There's enough volume. Don't do an experiment like this on like 50 houses. Do it on like 5,000 houses or at least 1,000 houses. You want to give yourself actual data that you can use. And the only way you can get accurate data is by having an accurate sample size or a big enough sample size. Excuse me. So that's pretty much it, because with Radius Bomb coming out, probably in about 4-ish weeks, but software is hard. I can't give you an exact date, but we're really close. And if you come on Thursday, I'll give you a walkthrough on it. But here's the thing. Here's why Radius Bomb is going to change everything. It's because you don't have to walk around and knock on doors and pass out flyers by hand and do 5 rounds manually. Everything will be automated. But even as epic as that is, we're going to try to do a better job training people inside of Send Gym through a thing we're calling Sequence University on how to actually succeed with it at the highest level. So yes, you can target like ridiculously granular. Yes, it's really fast. It's super insane. But we want to use multi-channel. We want to use it in conjunction with other marketing efforts. And so we dominate this neighborhood, then we dominate that neighborhood, then we dominate this neighborhood. And it can just be, set them up, knock them down. Set up the strategy for a new area, knock it down, execute, execute. And Send Gym will make it way, 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 way easier than it ever has been before. But I know still some people will sign up and they'll use it kind of wrong. And then they won't succeed with it. And I don't want that. That stinks. That's awful. So I think education is key here. Execution is key. We'll make it easy. And, I'll continue talking about things like this. Guys, I appreciate all of you. Just remember this Thursday, invite your friends. Please, if you have people in other industries, roofing companies, restoration companies, lawn care companies, anybody. There's realtors, insurance agents, all kinds of people use this or can use the Radius Bomb. Don't be selfish. I've worked 4 years on this. I've given 4 years. 4 years of my life to get to this point where we're finally at. And it's very, very exciting stuff. So if you can, share it. Sign up for the webinar. Go to sendjim.io/revolution. And I will see you on Thursday. Take care. God bless.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.